Welcome to the prompt by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today, we've got some fascinating stories about AI in action, from robots cooking meals in San Francisco to the evolving challenges of AI security and wearables. Let's dive right in. First up, robots are stepping into the kitchen to help a nonprofit in San Francisco's Tenderloin District. According to Wired, Project Open Hand, which prepares medically tailored meals for people with conditions like diabetes and heart disease, has introduced AI-powered robotic arms from Chef Robotics to assist with meal assembly. These robots don't cook or chop, but they plate food at scale, adding about 200 meals per hour on top of the 500 meals human volunteers assemble. The nonprofit pays a subscription fee for the robots, hoping this tech boost will attract more attention and volunteers despite the challenges of the pandemic and shifting corporate engagement. While the robots can be a bit messy, volunteers say they're about as tidy as humans, and the partnership is already speeding up meal prep. Next, let's talk about a new kind of hacking, exploiting AI chatbot personalities. The Verge highlights how hackers have moved beyond technical exploits to psychological manipulation of AI chatbots like ChatGPT and Claude. These jailbreak attacks coax chatbots into breaking their safety rules by role-playing or persuading them through conversation, often bypassing strict word filters. It's less about code and more about social engineering, with hackers acting like interrogators or con artists to trick AI into revealing sensitive or harmful information. This evolving threat means AI security now requires expertise in psychology as much as computer science, marking a new frontier in cybersecurity. Speaking of AI security, even Google is still navigating this complex terrain in real time. TechCrunch reports on an interview with Google's cloud COO Francis D'Souza, who emphasized that security must be integrated from the start, not added later. He warned about shadow AI, where employees use consumer AI tools without oversight, increasing risk. D'Souza also pointed out that the attack surface now includes AI models, data pipelines, and agents, requiring machine-speed defenses driven by AI agents themselves. Meanwhile, reports have surfaced of Google Cloud developers facing massive bills due to unauthorized API calls to Gemini models, revealing gaps in billing and security practices. On a different note, Amazon's Bee wearable is making waves for its AI-powered conversation recording and summarization features. TechCrunch shared a hands-on experience with Bee, which records and transcribes conversations, then provides summaries to help users stay organized. While the device shines in professional settings like meetings, it raises privacy concerns because it requires extensive permissions and stores data in the cloud. The reviewer appreciated its potential but found the idea of constant recording a bit unsettling, especially for personal use. Amazon claims strong encryption and security audits, but the balance between utility and privacy remains a key consideration. Finally, these stories remind us that AI is rapidly reshaping many parts of our lives, from how we prepare food to how we secure digital systems and even how we keep track of conversations. Innovation brings powerful tools, but also new challenges that require thoughtful approaches and ongoing vigilance. Thanks for joining me on The Prompt by Kuro House. See you tomorrow for more AI updates.